the good shepherd with the shepherdess. Thus, after this, God was entreated by the land. 2 Samuel 21, verse 14c. When Rizpah kept watch at the 7 gallows on which just as many children of her great Saul were hanging, the watching of every day and night itself complained about the barrenness of this unfruitful mother, about the empty way of this already late shepherdess, who could only watch over the dead. But while the Hill of Gallows spoke in sevenfold about Saul's shame, and also about Rizpah's life of love, God directed the cries for judgment also to the people, so that the people, and also their king David, would stand on guard for the wickedness of Saul. God does not give a documentary of his curse on the sin of a former generation, unless he also presents it to the eyes of the watching posterity, so that they may live, and yet this day consider the things that serve its peace. Thus the shepherdess, who could only be mother in the physical Israel, was raised by God as a sign to the living Israel of today, so that Israel also will be what it is called to be. God allowed the same woman, who once attracted the attention of all the people at the collision of the three greatest adventurers of Israel, to again draw the attention of all the people, now that she was no longer the dramatic character in a game of wild passions, but a broadcast station of solitary but powerful prayers. God, please give rain. Have mercy, Lord. That woman and those prayers attracted so much attention that King David was told about it. And David paid careful attention to what she had done. He heard that she had watched those 7 corpses, and that thus every day and night of watching was a crying out to God for rain. Was her crying perhaps only to save Saul's honor, if only for an honorable grave for his cursed children? It is possible. And let him who is busy with psychological character studies discover it, if he can. But for us, we in the meantime have something else to pay attention to. And that is this. Did Rizpah, by her consistent guarding of the corpses, have something to do with the settling of the Lord's court case with his people? That is a question of no psychological, but theological importance. And to this we frankly answer yes. For as a result of what was God soon entreated? Pay close attention to this. God was not simply entreated by the land in this sevenfold offering. The people sacrificed Saul's children to the sacred number of 7. But nothing changed. The calamity continued. The king went back to his house. The people responded by doing the same. The temple became desperate, but there was no Joel who identified the famine as a beginning and a continuation of the last judgment. And the place of execution, where 7 gallows stood, did not become a sanctuary for the prayers of the people. The people thought that the opus operatum, the work that was done, was enough. That is to say, the sacrifice had been offered to the Lord. They could do no more. Now they had to hope for the best. But they forgot that each offering, also a sacrifice of atonement, only has value and power in and by prayers. However, one hears nothing of such prayers. The only thing we can see is that also the people themselves lived in apostasy. Indeed, already the fact that after the sacrifice God still allowed the calamity to continue and only granted a hearing when Rizpah insisted in keeping the watch is proof to us after the facts that the act of offering in itself brought no atonement. Also, Rizpah's solitary carrying of the burden of all the people by imploring God all by herself for rain and for the life of all the people is acknowledged by God as a factor bits at least had a prophetic meaning and the power of prophecy for the closing of the grave of the late royal family. For also that living present time of David and his people needed to realize that God is not satisfied by a single offering without anything else. Evil was lying before the door, the same door that opened Saul's reigns of graves and destroyed and dispersed them. Here one and there another. Did not even David's sons once become priests? Exactly there lay Saul's sin, which caused him to stumble at the door of the new royal house. Did David not count the people? And was that not an expression of royal pride, which would not let itself be bound or dissolved by the knowledge that in the theocratic kingdom only he is a faithful king who served the people most? Did David repent radically in everything, from the ancient heresy that once allowed him to counsel Saul to bribe the Lord by an offering, to the beautiful thought of Psalm 51, the sacrifices of God are a completely broken spirit? We do not calculate and we do not investigate. We only say this, that from the fact that after the execution of Saul's sons, the calamity still continued, and Rizpah either for some weeks or for some months wrestled alone with God, that this fact already says enough. God forced the eyes of the people here to that woman to teach them that a sacrifice is only then an offering if the judge about another is the accuser of himself. Where the guilt of the one in the sense of solidarity of the theocratic people becomes instantly the guilt of the other. And if thus the one carries the burdens of his fellow men, and when a king signs a sentence and also writes Psalm 51 with the same pen, he signs his own sentence. Did David once carry the burdens of his people when Goliath threatened? Yet Rizpah carried at this time the burdens of her people when death appeared sevenfold in her face. Thus God was entreated. And in this the Lord removed the smokescreen that had hidden him from the view of Israel. Thus the good shepherd descended from the heights on which the shepherdess bemoaned the fact that she was no mother in Israel of Israel. Thus the Lord was entreated by the land. O good shepherd, who raises children of Israel by a sovereign will, and who shows us the unfruitful mother in, but not of Israel, in this barrenness, so that there would be birth again in the kingdom of heaven. O good shepherd, who does not cause us to ask how it was with the soul of Rizpah, but who tells us that God, who hears the cry of the ravens, also heard this woman. O good shepherd, who in the hoarse throat of one who knew herself to be a dry branch on Israel's tree, still laid the strength of prophecy, a prophecy which still rings true in the psalms which we sing on Sunday. The sacrifices of God are a completely broken spirit. Let us learn to say that, not too late in the face of a sevenfold death, but in the strength of a sevenfold living, in the whirlpool of the theocratic kingdom of God.